Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hi, I'm Donnie Most from Happy Days, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connection.
All right, your second hour of the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hi, and we're back, and thank you for joining us on the 7 o'clock hour drive time home, and when you get home, please tune us in to TanTalk1340.com or TanTalkNetwork.com. In the meantime, before we open the show, we have a film director here. Introduce yourself to everybody.
Hi, my name is Johnny Pandey. I'm a local film director.
Right.
My name is David Vogel. I am an actor, but I've been called worse.
And I'm Ellen from the Madeline and Mommy Show.
And you have an event coming up in October.
Yes, we do. Yay! Our third Mads Fashion fundraiser, and it's being held in Kissimmee, Florida at the Flamingo Water Park Resort on October the 28th at 6 p.m. And you can buy tickets on Eventbrite or at the door. They're just $25. And we're still looking for vendors, models, volunteers. You can find us on Facebook under our fan page, Mads Fashion Shows. Or send us an email with your request to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com.
And she's always on my Facebook because I'll tell you, this lady, I went to her last event. Fabulous. I was interviewing the kids and I was interviewing film directors.
Oh, yes. We got a lot of big surprises coming up on that day, too. Again, we're really excited.
And you're singing on stage and super excited.
Multitasking. That's what I do.
She does. And we also have my co-host. She'd like to say something.
Hello.
Yvonne Madison.
I want him to say.
Say hello.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Madison Tax Service, we're going to play that commercial. You need your taxes. It's coming up, ending, right?
Oh, yes. I've been very busy because I'm the operational officer over there.
Right. And now my girlfriend went over there
last... I deal with the procedures, rules, and regulations to the whole business.
But, you know, I got a phone call from somebody that was listening to the show, and they went over there, and they said, my God, I wish I would have done this 2 years ago.
Yes. My son, who is the CEO, he's fabulous. He knows his job.
I know he does. Yes,
Daryl Madison, right?
Yes, Daryl right. Madison.
Hold on.
He got it from his father.
He's already got the commercial running, right?
Folks, do you guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Florida Diva of the Dawn Reese Radio Show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
That's right. And also, too, we have Kenny Ray in the house. He's an actor, comedian, singer. Say hello.
Well, you said it all. That was short. How you doing, bud?
So are you having fun today?
Yeah.
I know.
Happy days are back again.
I know. I had a great interview with Donnie Most today.
Yeah.
And we're waiting to see what he's going to do, if he's going to call him or still play his music. Actually, you know what? Let's play some of his music because this is a dedication to him anyways. Yeah. Because of the great interview I did with him, and that is up on my Facebook. That'll be on HollywoodConnections.biz later tonight. Peter, let's play the Blue Moon one, or what do we got there?
Got Blue Skies. How about that?
Blue Skies, not
Blue
Moon.
All right, here we go. Hollywood Connections.
This is Donnie Most.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds sing a song. Nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Things going so right, noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but
but blue skies from now.
That was Donnie Most. What do you think of his music? Isn't that like totally cool? You need to put this in your film, and Johnny.
I'll tell you, that was good. That was good.
The orchestra, isn't that good?
The orchestra work was fabulous.
I know.
I mean, this guy's almost as good as I.
Oh, wait a second. He's really good. I mean, he even has ringtones. You can buy his music on Amazon and ringtones and all that good stuff. And I know, Peter, I think I was watching Kenny talk to you through the glass, and I'm like, you read lips very well. I have to type to you. I guess so. You want to sing something for everybody, right?
Of course.
Oh, good. Oh, he's got it.
Yep.
Look at that, Ingrid. Are you like super stoked about this? His wife, his beautiful wife. Yes, we went to an Oscar party together, and we're good. And I don't think it. No, we're good. Okay, so Kenny, surprise everybody, Kenny Ray.
Hello.
Are you doing live feed?
That was too fun.
He wants it louder.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there. Touch her hair, walk with me. All summer long, we sang the song. Then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella skies. Then, softer than a piper man, one day it calls to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn winds and the winter winds, they've come and gone. Still those days, those lonely days, they go on and on. Guess who sighs his lullaby tonight that never ends. My fickle friend, the summer wind, oh, summer wind, oh, summer wind, oh, yeah.
And that was Kenny Ray. Kenny Ray. Now we're going to go to one more song of Donnie Most. That was Kenny Ray. He's trying to do a competition with Donnie. I see that. Now we're going to play my other favorite song of Donnie Most here real quick. And are you ready, Peter? Not yet? While you're pulling that up, I just sent the email. In the meantime, Anjani, tell us a little bit about your website where people can go to.
Yes, I created one new website. It's called www.silverscreenforshortfilms.com. And from there, you can find all kind of information, what we are doing, and all the previews and earlier promo video, and the what we are showing next month, and what the procedure, how you can submit, all information is there.
Very cool. And
Jenny and I are also in a movie that we're shooting right now. It's called Collusion.
Yeah. And that's, Mr. David, I want to ask you, what are you doing now? That's my question.
I have, before the end of this month, I'm playing a CIA, a priest, a cop, and a principal.
Oh.
All different movies.
Beautiful. So you stay very busy.
Well, I do my homework.
Can I be the driver?
Yeah. I have the self-driving cars.
So, again, let's see if somebody wants to send you their photo, Anjani, just to, you know, be in your production or maybe in the future in your casting file. Where would they go?
They should send to my first name, Anjani, A-N-J-A-N-I, at nukkad-usa.org. So this email, you can send your profile, headshot, any information, what you do behind the scene, any cast and crew. And whenever I need the requirement in future for any project, definitely I go back to my emails. That's why I don't prefer on the way some people are handing over the papers.
Right.
Because we lose those.
Yes.
So
exactly.
Always send in the email so that we can go back and we search. And I can search anywhere, from office, from my cell phone, from anywhere. And I can find, like, okay, this guy has submitted, we met this guy, and we can call them. So
somebody just asked me to spell your email one more time.
It's A-N-J-A-N-I at N-U-K-K-A-D as a David dash USA dot org.
Gotcha. In the meantime, thank you for being patient, Andrew, because we had to go to the top of the hour. Is Andrew still on the line with us?
Oh, he's gone.
Okay, that was Andrew because he was traveling and he was promoting his movie as well. And mm-hmm. he did screen his movie with you.
Yes, we showed the very good response and we talked, the Q&A he talked there about. We are very much excited to see the final product. And I think that so many people were talking about that film and we showed it. It was very sensitive, very heart-touching. We showed the trailer for 5 minutes and it got some impact.
Well, I just found out he just got accepted for the International Christian Film Festival as well. Yeah. Oh. And you've been nominated as well for your show.
Yeah, the Madeline Mommy show was actually nominated for a short student film. And I think he's a major motion.
Yeah, picture. For a trailer. Yeah. So congratulations, Andrew, on that for the International Christian Film Festival.
Yeah, we'll see him there.
Yeah.
Hi, Andrew.
I know. So in the meantime, I want to have you listen to the next song. This is my favorite song. Of Donnie Most, and you remember him from Happy Days, the TV show.
What's your favorite song?
Well, this one here. This one that he, what is it? Are we playing it?
Yeah, we're playing it right now.
All right, we're just going to turn it up, the volume, and play it all the way.
Say Simone. Lovers sail out in France when they thrill to romance. It means that it's so good. Leads to only one thought, and it's
this deed.
Yes, dear. Oh, it's so good. Nothing else can replace
just your slightest embrace.
Peter, how are we doing on those phones?
Empty right now.
Good. I bet you're relaxing. You're like, okay, Dawn, breather time. So in the meantime, before we close this end of the segment, because we got some really cool ladies here in the house with a soap, this contest that we're going to give the winner, announce some of the winners, and we have another trivia that's coming up in about 5 minutes. In the meantime, I want to thank Kenny Ray for being here.
I hope you enjoyed yourself,
and thank you for singing for us.
Absolutely.
Your wife is so lucky. You get to sing to her.
Yeah, I got to get out there because my Uber driver's waiting.
In the meantime, my husband's going to learn guitar, and he's going to sing to me.
Give you a lift.
And David, we were talking during the break, and you were saying that you were on Ocean 11.
Yeah.
And tell us about that little story you just told me.
Well, it was my job to bump into Brad Pitt as he's leaving the dog track. And my impression of Brad Pitt had risen 150 degrees. I figured he was a spoiled kid because he's so beautiful and made it so young. Well, everybody wanted his autograph. So the director shouted, please, nobody ask him for autographs because he'll be doing nothing for the rest of the movie but signing autographs. He disobeyed the director, reached in his own pocket, pulled out a pad, another pocket, pulled out a pencil, and signed his name 5 times. He says he just wants to make sure that we don't put it on eBay. That was his only plan.
That's true. You never know what goes on eBay.
Right. So he just didn't want to have somebody sell it for money. That's
well,
all.
I know you have a lot of family watching you from all over the world. What would you like to say to them live on the worldwide internet on tantalk1340.com?
Love you all, family and friends. I miss you.
Aww.
And where are they all from over?
Upstate New York, New York, New Jersey, and also Orlando.
I hope they have a fireplace up there and keeping warm.
Well, yeah, David, they already told me.
Thank you so much. We're going to come back and before we close and say goodbye to everybody, and we'll get that CBF Productions commercial ready, Peter. And Johnny, thank you for everything that you're doing. Please keep us updated on everything that you're doing as well.
Thank you. You can find me on any Facebook. I'm updating whatever I'm doing.
I know we had fun on the Oscar, you know, when we were doing the Oscar party.
Yeah,
last
Oscar party also, we were there. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Do we have 1 minute time? Like
we do.
Yeah, because last time, Tony Armour came to Silver Screen for short films.
Right.
And I have a 1 minute of his speech.
Yes.
So let's play that speech.
Peter has it?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Okay. Tony Armour at Silver Screen for short films.
I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you've got the film's got to get started. I know they're on a ticking clock up there to get everything rolling. So Johnny's been inviting me out here for 9 months, and I've been traveling and crazy and busy and kind of unable to make it. It's just one of those things. I told him I would drive over and show up for 5 minutes because about all I have to spare today, and
thank
then on to the next thing. So
yes.
No problem. Thank you. So no, it's a great thing that that you guys are doing here. As everybody knows, in addition to being the film commissioner, I founded the Sunscreen Film Festival, which is now going into its 12th year, 12th annual festival coming up in April. And it's things like this that, you know, was the reason we started the festival, is you wanted things that are supporting local filmmaking, supporting Florida filmmaking and independent filmmaking. That's my background as a producer and a director and owning my own production company and everything. So the stuff that you guys are doing here, that I'm Johnny's doing, putting this on, it's really great for filmmaking in the area. And it's something that, you know, with the Film Commission, we really support and get behind and look forward to seeing you guys grow and continue to do things like this in the future. So I know you're waiting to watch some movies, so I'm not going to chat too long, but thanks very much for all you're doing. And keep on doing.
Thank you, Tony. This is Silver Screen for Short Films.
Yeah, this was Tony Armour. He came there and he was very much excited with what we are doing there. And he was, he told like he can do any kind of support, and he's with us.
That is so super cool. And I want to thank Erin from the Sunscreen Film Society. She's been on the show many times as well, and
yes,
hope she's doing much better and everything. And any other last words on Johnny that you want to say?
Just keep doing networking, keep active. Be social.
That's right. I agree. And
that's the
this
one.
Man is on every red carpet. I mean, I talk about film directors and doing their work. I'm super proud of you and just watching you just fly and succeed. And Godspeed ahead with everything you're doing in your films.
Glad to have you here. And guys, this is the awesome radio station. Keep watching. Keep listening. Hollywood Connection by Don Reese.
Yes, yes. And we're going to send reporters over there as well. So, Peter, let's go to, we have two commercial breaks real quick. Let's go to CVF Productions. And then we're going to the Soap This, and we'll be right back.
At CVF Productions, you can do it all. Sing, dance, act, learn to play an instrument, rehearse and record. We are a complete audio and video recording studio where you can rehearse and record your music, create a music video or demo reel. We can live stream any event on the web. We also offer performing arts classes including acting, dance, stage presence, voice and music lessons. Visit us at cvfproductions.com or call us at 727-242-6092. At CVF, we make your talent shine.
This is Patty Warinsky from Soap This, and I'm here to promote our next soap opera event with two actors from General Hospital, Michael Easton and Kathleen Gotti. For more information, call 727-210-5143 or go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. The event is April 8th at the Feather Sound Country Club. Again, the number is 727-210-5143 or go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. And the event is April 8th at the Feather Sound Country Club with Michael Easton and Kathleen Gotti from General Hospital.
And welcome back to Hollywood Connections with your host, Yvonne Madison, Miss Florida Diva, and of course, Dawn Reese.
And welcome back. This is super exciting.
Yes.
You know, I actually have a trivia question that we're putting out there. And if you happen to know this, this is because you could meet, explain who's going to be in town on April
8th.
Too many dates to know.
Yeah.
The very talented Michael Easton will be here in Clearwater, Florida, April 8th at the Feather Sound Country Club. And also joining him is Kathleen Gotti, also from General Hospital. These two actors, especially Michael Easton, are very popular actors. They've been around for a long time. So we are bringing them to town. We are having a photo shoot, a meet and greet, and a cocktail hour Saturday night, April 8th. And also, we're celebrating Michael Easton's birthday, which was 2 weeks ago. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's the first time Michael Easton has come to the area. We have a trivia question to ask. And anybody that's a true Michael Easton fan.
You have to be a true Michael Easton fan. I've been putting it out there saying that the winner is going to be announced tonight.
Has to know this the answer to this question. So here is the question. What three soap operas did Michael Easton is known for appearing in and the character he portrayed?
And the name of the character.
Right,
it's a three-part question.
Yes. Oh, three-part question, okay.
Yeah, so. The soap starred in. There's three soaps that he started in, the character he portrayed and the name of the character that he portrayed.
If you know that question, call 727-441-3000. In the meantime, if you want to stop and pull over your car and we don't want you to get a ticket, you can still call in because we're going to make a call to the letter winner right now. Do we have Jeff or on the phone? Did you call them yet? You got their known number? He's working on it. I'm making him like do the circus thing back there.
No, he's very good at sign language.
I know. I didn't realize that. And reading lips too. I got the computer in front of me. He read your husband's lips very well. Like, are you serious?
Oh,
like,
I'm very good at that.
I know. Well, you had another event a while ago that I went to, and so did Ellen, and she was actually
the
winner.
God.
Donnell Williams. Just say Donnell to her.
Donnell. That was also in December at the Feather Sound Country Club. And the actors, again, were all from General Hospital. It was Donnell Turner, who plays the sexy Curtis.
As soon as I heard General Hospital, Ashford. I had to write a long letter.
Will DeVry, who plays Julian Jerome. And Ryan Pavey,
they're all
who
hot.
Plays Nathan the Cop. Yes, they are all very
hot. They said
hot.
I was glowing. I was in La La Land, honestly.
So this is going to be
Ellen, not me.
Ellen, not Dawn.
She was the first to get there, and believe me, she was the last to leave.
I was. I was trying to get Donnell to call in tonight, but he never responded. He's just too busy.
This is the lady. We got to get him to call in shortly.
Yeah, we will get him to. But like I said, you don't want to miss Michael Easton, because Michael Easton, I have been trying to get this man here to town for 5 years, and we finally succeeded. So we are very excited that he's coming. Go to soapthis.ticketleap.com for more information and to buy your tickets. The tickets start at $100 up to $340. Mm-hmm. And the $340 includes the whole package for the weekend. It includes the photo shoot. It includes the meet and greet. And it includes the cocktail party.
Right. Unlimited cupcakes.
Frosting. We're going to be auctioning off the stars for breakfast.
No, not for this one. Kathleen Gotti is doing a private VIP breakfast Saturday morning before the event from 9 to 11.
Oh, cool. And she's on General Hospital as well.
Yes. She plays the Dr. Obrick. And to get tickets, we still have a few seats available for that breakfast. It's from 9 to 11 before the event starts. You need to call the number 727-210-5143 for tickets for that. Mm-hmm. And then before the cocktail party Saturday night, which starts at 10, the doors open at 7:30. Michael announced to us, he sent us an email, that he's going to take 4 to 6 people if they want to have a private drink with him.
Oh.
And that's going to be an auction at the afternoon.
Look at that.
So again, that's going
to
be
give a special O.
You're going to need a babysitter.
That half an hour, 45 minute event is going to take place before the cocktail party, and it's going to be auctioned off at the meet and greet in the Saturday afternoon. Again, have drinks with Michael Easton. So.
Well, I know we are working on a call. There was a letter that came in. Do you have that letter still? Or I think I sent it to you as well.
Oh, it's on my
and list. If you have that, one of our beauty queen reporters passed away 3 weeks ago on a Friday night. And her name is Katarina Dickinson. And her husband actually heard about the contest and wrote in. And it's been very sad for the family.
She's married? Are you coming?
Yeah. Oh, no. Katarina was 20. And the parents, her mom, Lori's husband actually wrote a letter why she would like to meet one of these soap opera stars. And then I guess it really touched your heart as well. And you read it. And I think you have that. I think I also sent it to you. We're looking for that as well.
Yes.
And in the meantime, while we're still live on the air at 7:35 p.m., I think he's still trying to get in touch with them. And there's no answer, but we're still waiting.
I'll announce this.
Yes, and in the meantime, guess what? You're going to Dallas, Texas, Patty. Who wants to go to Dallas, Texas?
All right, 3 more hot actors are going. We're having an event.
She's getting warm. We need a fan in here for Ellen.
June 24th and 25th, we are going to Dallas, Texas, with 3 of our popular actors again who are all hot. The sexy Eric Martsoff from Days of Our Lives. Daniel Goddard from Young and the Restless, and Donnell Turner from General Hospital. Those three men will be in Dallas, Texas, June 24th and 25th. Now that
I wonder
event,
Don wanted me to go to Texas. I get it now.
Now that event is going to be a lot of fun. Again, everything's on soapthis.ticketleap.com to start buying your tickets. That's going to be a Saturday event and an auction breakfast Sunday morning. And the package for that is $500. Again, the tickets start, I think, at $100. It go up to $5. We're going to have a photo shoot, a meet and greet, and then instead of having just a cocktail hour, we're going to have a cocktail hour and then a VIP sit-down dinner where you actually can sit at one of the actors' tables for dinner. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to auction them, the three of them, off for a breakfast Sunday morning.
Wow. So, you know, I got some really great news to tell everybody. You know, we were talking about Tristan Rogers. I had interviewed him a while ago, and one day I got a phone call after a film festival, and he said, hi, I love the interview you did with me. I said, who is this? He goes, Tristan Rogers. And I went, oh, from General Hospital? Like, is this your PR? Is this like, no, it was really him. And so he loved the interview, which still is on YouTube. And also, too, is we were talking about Rick Springfield. Now, Rick Springfield was my first interview in college, and we tried the darnest thing to get him when he was here at the Capitol Theater. But God is watching your back, and guess what? And tell us what happened when you went to see Rick. You went to the concert, right?
Well, my sister and I went to the concert last Wednesday at the Capitol Theater. And, of course, I texted Tristan Rogers because he teases me all the time. Have you met Rick yet? We go to all his concerts. So we texted him that we were at the concert, and we didn't get to meet him at the concert. So it was about 11 o'clock and everything was over. We met this other couple. So we went to dinner at get something to eat at O'Keefe's. Right. And all of a sudden, we're walking up the door, my sister and I, and there's two of the band members sitting there on the bench. So we started talking to them, and they said Rick would be in pretty soon. So we see him walk in, sat down, he ate something. So when he got up to leave, my sister and I went and stood by the door, and we finally got to meet him. And he took this picture, and we took a selfie with him, and he was great.
Cool.
So he is best friends with Tristan Rogers and also Doug Davidson, who plays on Young and the Restless also.
Very cool.
Isn't that cool? That's
nice. And so, as you all know, Rick Springfield was played 20 years. He played Dr.
Yes.
Noah Drake on General
Hospital.
Oh, yes.
Yes. He's a hottie, too.
Yes.
Well, ladies, we have a few minutes here. Peter, how are we doing on phone calls?
We got a couple of phone calls right now. Charlotte and Will Power.
Okay, so let's go to Charlotte. Charlotte, hi. You're calling Town Talk Radio. I'm Dawn Reese, your host. And are you calling in for a request for a song or from the trivia?
For the trivia, Dawn.
Uh-oh, we got a trivia.
Okay.
Hold on a second. And Charlotte, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Clearwater Beach, Florida.
Okay, all right. And Patty, take it away. This is yours.
Okay, the three answers are
Port Charles. Caleb Morley was a vampire. One Life, he played the vampire. One Life to Live, John McVane, he was a cop. And General Hospital, Dr. Hamilton Finn.
You are correct. You have...
Oh, my God. There you go.
Now, tell us why you love General Hospital and why you watch the show.
I have watched it off and on for years. You guys are young, but you probably don't remember when Jessie was on. She was a nurse.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
She's a diehard. You can tell.
We may be diehard fans, but we're also not that young.
Well, I'm not either, but like I said, I've been watching it for years. So time off, and then I go back to it. But I try to watch it 3 or 4 days a week now because I do work a couple of days.
Okay. Well, Peter, we need to get her phone number. And hold on the line. Our engineer will get your phone number, and we'll hook you up with these two amazing ladies.
And we'll see you on the 8th. You're from either New York or Jersey.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Boston.
Oh, Boston. Close enough.
Yes. Okay, Charlotte, we will get all your information. If you want the event, the doors open at 11:30. And that gives you time to come in and find a seat. We have great raffle gifts, auction items, everything. And then the photo shoot will be at 12:15. And then the meet and greet will start at 1 o'clock. And then the cocktail party, again, the doors open at 7:30, and that will be start at 8 o'clock, 8 to 10. So you have won the
whole.
Pardon?
Where is it?
It's at the Feather Sound Country Club off of Almerton.
And okay.
Off of Almerton.
Okay.
And you have won the whole package, so you get to come to all the events on April 8th with Kathleen Gotti and Michael Easton. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay!
Thank you so much.
Yay! I'm going to give you my phone number, Charlotte. If you have any questions, please give me a call. My number is 727-410-0427. Okay?
Okay, 410-0427. 27, okay.
Okay.
And this is Dawn?
No, this is Patty.
That's Patty. Well, Charlotte, we want to thank you so much for calling in today, and you are the winner for our trivia question. Woohoo! Yeah. Can Talk Radio winner.
Now, Charlotte, do us a favor. Do you have any friends? Do you have any friends that watch General Hospital?
I don't know. I'm retired. Like I said, I just work a couple of days a week. Most of my friends here work.
Okay. You know, well, tell them the good news that you won the ticket, and maybe they might want to come and buy a ticket and join you at the event.
Okay, I will. I'll spread the word.
Thank you very much.
All right, and that was Charlotte. You get her number for us. That would be great. And let's go to Will, our next caller. And Will, introduce yourself. Is he there?
Yeah. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Hi, Will. Yes, introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Will Power Duquette. Thanks for having me on. I'm a master hypnotist, business hypnotist, motivational speaker, and basically train people how to empower themselves to live more powerfully than ever before in their entire life, losing weight, making more money, having better relationships, more passionate, personal, intimate relationships, and really kind of getting your people unstuck, having them be able to take actions on the things they want to take the actions on, except haven't been able to in the past. And that's kind of what my master at doing, as well as a business consultant as well.
That's right. Now, I met you through Forbes Riley, and you popped over one day, and then also Ingrid knows Forbes very well, and yeah. Patty. And take it away, ladies, and ask Will some questions, because this is a powerful man that has a lot of, great secrets for you as well. You know, and you've got some events coming up. Is that correct?
Just lost him here, so we'll get him back.
That could have
been
a cell phone issue.
Yeah.
Now, I think Ellen said we're waiting for another caller. Do we have another caller in as well?
Let me check.
That's the thing, cell phones. I mean, how many people have home phone numbers anymore?
I do.
Do you?
I'm so old.
That's a good thing.
You too.
I'm thinking of getting one.
I know.
Will, are you still back on the air?
I'm here now. Hung up for some reason. I'm back. I had to dial back in. Sorry about that.
So okay. You're a hypnotist. You can hypnotize people to come and see the show on April 8th, huh?
So tell us about.
I can.
So, there we go.
So I just keep talking, and we'll give you your website and everything. Talk to the ladies. I have Ellen here for a second, and we'll be right back. But keep talking.
Okay. So you have symposiums, or you do the same thing Forbes does, or what? You know.
No, I actually have my own seminar company, my own real estate investment company, and also I'm a partner in a brand new thing called the Dream Waking Society, which teaches people how to build wealth inside of 508 instead of a 501c.
Okay.
And so, in my seminar company, I have seminars that I do. My first seminar is called The Shift. Mm-hmm. It's all about having a mindset shift. Basically, what I love to do is, I love to share with people what has transformed my entire life so it can help them transform their lives as well. The first experience I have as a hypnotist, I was brought up on stage. I wasn't really sure about this hypnosis stuff. Was it real? And I'm one of the subjects, and I'm sitting there, and the hypnotist says to me, the person I'm touching now, and the person I'm touching now, and he touched the person next to me, he says, when I snap my fingers, you're going to stand up, and you're going to slow dance with each other. And the person he touched next to me was a man. And I remember being on stage in front of 300
Whoa.
People. And I remember thinking,
that was a different experience.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember thinking very clearly myself, because people experience trance different ways. Some people remember everything. Some people kind of remember it like a dream. Some people don't remember it at all. And sometimes you pop in and out. And I remember thinking very clearly to myself as he said this, oh, no, I'm not dancing with this man in front of 300 people slow dancing with the lights dimmed and all this type of stuff is kind of a funny joke.
That's hilarious.
And the craziest thing happened. He said, what? And he, one, two, three, snaps his finger. It was like a magnet was pulling me up out of my chair. And I literally remember walking towards this guy and started slow dancing with this big, heavy set guy on stage.
Oh, my God.
And I was thinking to myself, I don't have to do this, and yet I found myself doing it anyways. Like, I was magnetically pulled to do it. And I thought it was crazy. I wasn't embarrassed like I normally thought I would have been. And I remember going back home and thinking, if this is hypnosis, which it is, then this is a very powerful, powerful, powerful process. You know, what I teach people is how many of you like to get, you know, how to be reprogrammed at a subconscious level to without even thinking they're magnetically pulled to go to the gym, magnetically pulled to eat healthy, magnetically pulled to have amazing relationships, magnetically pulled not to be stopped and stuck by the normal challenges that we have in today's society and our lives. And there's only two core emotions, love and fear. And so what I do is I train people how to operate from love consistently so that fear never keeps us stopped and stuck in anything we need to have happen.
Well, so I need to ask you a question. My question is, where do you do this at?
Where do I do what at? The seminars?
Yeah, the seminars. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, I live in Jacksonville, Florida, and the very next one is in Jacksonville, Florida, April 21, 22, and 23.
Okay.
And I can give them my website and how to go to look into that. And if any of your viewers want to get on there, I can give them a special discount for that as well. I already told my assistant if somebody contacts them, it's normally you know, higher price, but I'll definitely take care of your viewers as well. And I'm even giving away a couple scholarship seats because what I do is so powerful, and I know the world needs it. So many people are stopped and stuck. I mean, I've done one-on-one hypnotherapy sessions with people that had post-traumatic stress disorder their entire life and totally cleared it up immediately for different people. Mm. I've had people lose up to 185 pounds already. I've had people transform their
marriage. That's wonderful.
Do you tour? Amazing stuff. I love
it. Do you travel around and do this sort of thing?
Yeah. I go all over the United States. I've been over in London. I've been over Germany, up in Canada. So I'm an international speaker as well. So
give your website where people can find you.
Will Duquette is one of the websites. It's Will, last name is spelled Duquette, and Willpower Duquette is my stage name, so to speak, and I'm rebranding myself, so we're looking forward to that underneath the Instant Wealth Academy. So the website I have now is okay, and it's being rebranded, so I get it. It's not the best. I'm not techie. Don't judge me by my website. Judge me by the thousands of testimonials that I have, you know, behind it, because I really have done a lot of amazing stuff for people, and I love it. It's my passion. It's what I do. So.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I would love to
see that. Actually, maybe even be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, when is the next time? He said, what was the date?
April 21, 22, and 23.
Do you ever get down here to Florida?
Do people need
He's in Jacksonville.
So you are here
in Jacksonville, Florida.
Would you consider coming to Kissimmee in October?
For sure, absolutely.
We'd love to have you at our event at the Flamingo Water Park Resort October 28th. If you would like to participate, that'd be wonderful. It's a fundraiser for St. Jude's and for Healthier Choices for Hungry Child.
Oh, I love that. Yeah,
and most of these people that are here are going to be there. Don will be there, and so we would love to have you. That'd be awesome. Yeah,
I
want to
come and do a stage hypnosis show possibly.
Oh,
if you have enough people there in time, I'd do a full show. It'd be really great.
Awesome. I'll be in touch.
I'll give you a date. Could you give those dates again, please, Mr. Will?
Yep, it's April 21, 22, and 23. And I'll actually give my phone number to my office if they want to call.
Okay.
Well, can't find it on the
did
website.
You do that?
904-904-260-9500. That's 904-260-9500. You'll get my assistant. She'll probably have to call you back because another phone's going to ring off the hook. Mm-hmm. And she definitely will. Her name is Georgina. She's amazing. And I'll actually have to talk to her about the special pricing I'm going to give everybody when they call in.
Do people need to book all 3 days, or can they just individually book one day, or how do you work that?
Well, it's a continued built-upon seminar. It's a 3-day. This is a $3,000 seminar, so people know. It's not cheap. But nobody here on this call is going to pay anywhere near that. I've actually worked it out to where they're going to pay significantly different for one thing. Two, I want them to bring the person who's most influential in their life to come to it as well, because when people go back home, you kind of have a cheerleader and you got a similar conversation. If they're going to pick a day to go, it should be the first day. And I really, really highly recommend that if they came to the first day, they'll probably cancel the plans for the second and third day. Mm-hmm. I can tell you right now, folks, look 10 years younger at the end of this 3 days. I mean, it's a massive transformational experiential seminar. It's not just a lecture where you just sit there. I mean, it is energetic. It is powerful. You literally will transform your entire world in every area, mind, body, relationship, as well as making money. I guarantee it. He'll absolutely love it. So try to get there all 3 days. If you got to pick one, definitely do the Friday 21st for sure, because it's such an empowering conversation. And I've had people attempt to do that, and they stay over the second and third day anyways, because it's just a great, great, great group. And I have hypnotherapists on staff, and a lot of great things happen in interactive exercises that literally have people become understock, get past fears that they've had their entire lives. And I teach people how to become, let it go from a pauper's mentality to a millionaire's mentality, teaching people how to think rather than to work, how to labor. And so I love what I do, and do a lot of great stuff that happened there.
Do you have any type of arrangements made for people that are coming? It's in Jacksonville, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's at a hotel.
Yep. Yeah, so do you have any special arrangements, like with our soap opera things that we do, the fans that fly in from other parts of the country? If they call the hotel, they get a price break.
Yep.
Yes,
there's a room block, right, exactly.
There's a room block? Okay, so you should give that information, what the hotel is and, you know.
Well, when they register, they're given all that. It's all done automatic through our email campaign and when they call it. So
okay,
it's all
so
done,
but
so
that,
do
that is that is available, though. Okay,
yep,
good.
Yep, absolutely. All it's all available.
Okay,
yep.
All right,
and there's plenty of room still left.
Okay, sounds good.
And it's, by the way, it's not no big 500,000 seat arena. Like this, like what I do is very small, intimate stuff, 50 people, 100 tops. And it's really, really there to immense help people, like literally get unstuck in any area of their life. And it's just massively transformation. I guarantee they've never gone to such a powerful event ever before in their entire life.
Well, Will, we look forward to having you here at the station in 2 weeks as well. Mm-hmm. You're going to come in and do an hour show. And we're super excited. I know we have 6 minutes left, and we have two VIP guests on the phone as well. And, Will, thank you for being patient. We kind of went over today. And we look forward to having you. Hope you're watching us on the World Wide Web as well. I'll send you the video clip, tantalknetwork.com. Thank you, Will, for calling in.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And, Dawn, I just want to mention real quick before you get on to, I know you're pressed for time. Erin was going to try and come.
Oh.
But she had a family emergency.
We love you, Erin.
Yeah, and she couldn't make it. So anyway, I just wanted to, you know, say that she says hello.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you did to promote the Oscar event.
That was such a fun event.
And you were there.
Yes.
It was great.
Yes,
and,
I was.
You know,
and my top reporter, I was surprised to see Nicholas Wolff there. And I'm like,
Nicholas, why didn't you
tell me you were going? Because, you know, I would help promote my reporters. And he's like,
Nicholas is all over the place. He's everywhere.
I know. I send these reporters, now they're flying. In the meantime, we have a special VIP guest, and I hope he comes into the station with us because he has to see what we're doing. And we want to thank Ellen. And Ellen, take it over for a minute and say hello to him.
Yes. Hello.
Hold on.
Hello.
There
you are. Hi.
Yeah, we're actually out here on St. Petersburg Beach, Pasa Grill. We're covering this tragic story of these two boaters that went missing.
Oh my gosh. Can you tell everybody who you are real quick so they know?
Sure. Yeah. So my name is Bo Zimmer. I'm a reporter for 10 News, WCSP.
Right, for Channel 10.
We
met at the Gasparilla Film Festival, and he was supposed to call in at 7:20, but he's out there covering this story. So tell us about it.
Yeah, just a really tragic story. A whole group of students from Colorado were actually out on a charter boat, a yacht, yesterday, and decided to take a little swim right here off of Pasa Grill. Obviously, you know, we've had some rough weather moving through the area with these cold fronts, and that created some pretty treacherous conditions between the current, the wind, the waves, and now the temperature as well. And one of these college students, along with someone who worked on the boat that tried to jump in to assist, both got swept away by some of the current remained missing tonight.
Oh.
And so the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, the U.S. Coast Guard, and others have been holding news conferences over the past 24 hours.
My gosh.
They continue their search, and time is running out because, as you know, with these water conditions and temperatures, people aren't going to last long out in
really cold.
Can I tell you, we only have a few minutes left, but and we have another caller, but I really want to invite you into the show when you can to come in here and see what I do and help people get connected in show business. But also, too, as we were out on the sailboat the other day and the water was really rough. You know, it was me and my husband, and it was pretty rough. So, you know, and we thank you for doing what you do.
Yeah, definitely. And we want to get you in here so we can interview you and talk to you about more about how you got involved and what you're doing and everything.
Absolutely. I would love to anytime. And I've got some great advice, especially as rapidly as our business is evolving in local TV news.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the job that I started out doing a few years ago is much different today even than it was 2 years ago. So there's a lot to know. And
with technology and everything the way it is, everything is just on the rise.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it was a pleasure meeting you at the film festival, and thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So we look forward to meeting you in person again.
Yes, soon. Bring your camera. You got to bring and do a story on us. I'll do a story on you. You do a story on me, and we'll definitely can't wait for that because we have so much going on with film directors, and Donnie Most was just on the air with us from Happy Days. So there's a lot of great things happening at Tantalk Radio.
Would love to. Anytime. Just let me know.
Awesome. God bless. Thank you so much. Our reporters will love him. Will love him, and thank you for calling in. Now, I know we have like 4 minutes left, and I'm trying to get Patty, and I'm going to get my headsets over to her. Now, we have our winner of the letter. Is Lori on the phone? We've been trying and trying. So in the meantime,
she is.
I want to take my headsets, and we only have 3 minutes. Can you, Patty, say something to her as well?
Yes.
You're on the phone, Lori?
Yes.
Oh, I am so happy for you. Dawn, this is Ingrid. Dawn actually texted me the letter that your husband sent, and it just really...
This isn't on.
The first thing I did was call Patty, who really, you know, runs the whole and organizes everything for the event, and it was really a touching letter, and I have to say that I'm, you know, my thoughts are with you, with your daughter. But I hope you can, you know, when you do come, that we can make your day a little better and your life a little better by having a good time.
I really appreciate that.
Hi, Lori. Congratulations, Lori. This is Patty, and we're looking forward to having you at the event, and hopefully you have a great time.
Yes, I'm sure I will. I really appreciate you guys. Thinking
You're welcome. Really You're welcome.
And you've got a great husband that he would do something like that. That was really cool. When I read that, I went like, all right, he's a good guy.
Okay, we'll read it next week. Okay.
Yes, he is. Yeah, congratulations, sweetheart. This
Thank
is Ellen.
So
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hey, I got one quick shout out, too. There's a big skate roll going on, a troll roll over at United Skates in Tampa. And Madeline was just selected a winner of a 4-pack skate pass to skate with the Trolls tomorrow night. It's the first night of spring break, so we're going to be there doing live interviews with the Trolls. So we just want to give them a shout out. Thank you for the free passes, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
And Lori, do you have the information, or does your husband have the information as
I'll
far as getting
sure
in
get
touch
it.
To
yes.
with Dawn or with Patty to yes. either, you know, to get all the things so you know
yeah,
where
I'll
you're going.
Right.
Lori, if you have
Yeah.
Lori, you have my phone number. If you have any questions, give me a call. This is Patty. Again, my number is 727-410-0427.
And Thank also, so too, much. Is next week, hold on the line for a second. I have a biomechanic. hold on a second. I said those words wrong. Wait. Hang on a second. Mark and Allie were in from Canada, and we have a 45-minute interview that we couldn't get tonight, but they're going to be in town next week, and he helped fix my knee. And
he's a doctor.
Yes, the doctor.
Did he come on the boat?
Yes.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Okay.
And so we're going to introduce that story next week, and hopefully you'll get to meet him in the studio as well from Canada. And I want to thank Patty and Ingrid and Yvonne. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We love you, our co-host, and I hope you
Thank
have fun.
Thank you. We love being here with you.
Always.
Thank you. HollywoodConnections.biz.
Okay.
Thanks for having Madeline and I tonight, too. We had a lot of fun.
Good. And we have interviews after the show. Peter, did you have a fun show?
Oh, absolutely. It was great.
You missed
As
our,
always.
You missed our singing, right?
Oh, love the singing. It was great. Everything was great. On HollywoodConnections.biz.
Okay. I'm Dawn Reese. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.